Well, it's nice to know everyone is listening in, and we are giving our time. You're giving your time today, Serena. Thanks
That's
for coming.
And thanks for having me again,
Doris. Philanthropy is giving money and giving time, right?
Exactly.
And, of course, Josh, you're giving your time. Thank you for coming.
Well, thank you, Doris. I'm very glad to be here and to have time to give.
But, you know, we do like to give things to help other people, and giving is very good for a person. I mean, it makes you feel good about yourself, and you're helping the world. Don't you think that it's true that it's more blessed to give than to receive? Is that true or not?
Oh, I think it's very true, because when you give, you can just see the reaction from the people that you give
really
to.
You really feel good when you see that.
It's really priceless, right?
Right, that's
priceless.
Good. What do you think, Josh?
I also think that giving is a wonderful, marvelous thing, regardless of how much or how little you have. The ability to be able to give and make the world a little bit better, I think, is a very precious thing.
Mm-hmm. There's so many things about giving, you know, and there's little things that you see every now and then that come in on your mobile phone about even animals give to each other. I saw a picture of this dog that somebody gave him some food and it was starving, but it didn't eat it. It took it over to its puppies, and everybody was so moving.
So sweet.
You know, even animals do that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So people have to, don't they?
That's true.
Yeah. And giving is very important for everyone. And this thing that we're talking about now is a new kind of an organization. Tell us more about it.
So this idea of the Giving Pledge is an organization that has coordinated giving with a bunch of billionaires in order to really allow them, in order to find a lot good ways for them to use their wealth in order to give back to the world and to assist them with the monies that they've made.
Josh just said a bunch of millionaires, and I'm telling you, it's a bunch. 154 is a big bunch.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot of billionaires. I didn't even know there were that many in the world, did you?
No, and they said from ages 30 to 100.
I know.
So that's amazing.
Right. So anyway, it's good that they're doing this because they are going to donate part of their money to help others. And some people are doing this through non-profit organizations, through foundations. It's not that they're not doing it, but they're trying to get people to promise to give more. Does the world need more nowadays?
Definitely does. I would say the world could use a little extra love.
It needs a lot more. There's so many things happening in the world that we need it from. So we have to decide why we give, who we should give to, but we also need to promise and make a commitment, don't we, Serena?
Oh, yes. And commitment is a word that we learned yesterday. Mm-hmm. And it's just about really being dedicated to what you're going to give.
That's right. It's very important. We have to have a passion for this, something that we give for. And can everybody give, or can just rich people give?
Everyone can give. Even if you have nothing, there's always something little.
You can share a little bit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't necessarily have to be money.
It could be food, clothes,
time.
Exactly.
Right?
Time.
Mm-hmm. And that's philanthropy. And you mentioned that to us yesterday. Tell us again, what is philanthropy?
So philanthropy is pretty much, it's the generous donation of money to good causes. Mm-hmm. So it's just giving money to the world for humanitarian purposes.
That's right.
To make the world a better place.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And we're going to read more about this. And the idea is to pledge. When you pledge, you promise to do something. And a lot of people say, well, I'll give if I can. If I have enough left, I have to see whether I need it or not. But this article is saying, hey, promise ahead of time. Pledge. No matter what, I'm going to give. What is the good thing about that?
Well, the good thing about pledging or giving no matter what is that you don't let other things get in your way, that you've decided that you're going to take your own money and make the world a little bit better regardless of what might happen.
Right. Like, for instance, you every month, if you have to pay rent on your house, then you have to pay it. You have to pay for something. You don't pledge to do it, but you promise to do it. And this is the idea that you're going to give something outside of your own personal needs to help.
Sure.
That's philanthropy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to find out a little bit more about what this means as we look at page 35 today. And we talk about giving a pledge and personal giving pledge, because the point of this organization is that lot of different people can give, not just billionaires. Do you agree with that?
I definitely agree with that. And I really do like that they're trying to get people to think about how they can do that, even if they don't have billions of dollars to do it with.
That's right. And there's several points here. We're going to talk about this personal giving pledge for those of us who are not billionaires, which is most of the people, right?
Mm-hmm. It is most of the people. Mm-hmm.
So this 99% of the world.
Right.
Yeah, right. And so this is a personal giving pledge. And let's read that and take the first two suggestions. Are you all ready to read today's lesson?
Uh-huh. We're ready.
Okay, open up to page 35 now, and we'll read the first two.
Personal giving pledge. I encourage individuals and families to make a personal giving pledge that takes into consideration their financial and volunteering capacity, as well as their willingness to make a deeper commitment to help repair the world. Consider the following. 1. Lead a family conversation about what issues or causes are most important to each family member. Then, make a pledge to give less stuff to each other as gifts. Designate the money that would have been spent on those gifts to a charity that reflects the family's values. 2. At holiday and other celebrations, such as birthdays and weddings, pledge to request that guests make a donation in your honor to a specified charity rather than purchasing gifts.
So here we're talking about this idea of a personal giving pledge. So this is both individuals and families who are not necessarily billionaires, but part of sort of the normal rest of the world, that they can take into consideration their own financial and volunteering capacity, which means what they have available and what they can give both in time and in money to help repair the world.
Right.
Wow, there's a lot of good words and ideas in that sentence.
Yeah. And I like how they're encouraging families, especially because so many families have such young children. So if they learn this, they can grow up and then they'll learn to give and then their children will learn that as well.
Well, it says that they take into consideration. Now, as a family, we have to consider this. First is how much do we have?
Mm-hmm.
That's our financial money and can we give a little time to help people on the weekend or something? That's volunteering for your capacity. Can we do this or don't we have time? The first thing is that, but then they have to consider their willingness. Yes, we have time on Saturday, but who wants to do that? You know, I mean, go visit the poor people or something. You know, we don't want to. And you make a deeper commitment because we're already giving a little bit, giving a dollar. Can we give $10? I mean, are we willing to do more? A deeper commitment is more. To do something, to help repair the world. Repair, I think of repairing cars, repairing things that are broken. Is the world broken?
It is, and so we just repair the world just means making it a better place.
Right.
It's kind of funny to say, let's repair the world.
Right.
You know, but you could say to make a difference in the world, to help the world be a better place.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
It's kind of repairing it. The world needs an awful lot of repair.
Right. And every little bit counts.
Yeah,
right?
Every little bit, environment-wise and financial and housing, all kinds of things. So it really needs a lot. So right now, the way the world is, it seems like there's needs everywhere, especially if you ever watch the news. Seems like it.
Oh, yeah.
And you look at all of the different things there are. But there are many good associations. Be careful who you give to. Give to something you know is good, right? Check it out. Right?
Do some research, right?
Mm-hmm. So this one here encourages these people to promise to do that as a family. And if you're single, you do it as a single person too, right? So that's a very good. Now, the very first point is you have to lead in a conversation about how would you do that with a family?
Well, so this is, I think, you know, something that you have to remember. That as a family, not everyone is going to have the exact same idea about what is important.
I don't want to give my money. I want to keep it.
Exactly.
I want to buy a bicycle.
Right. So I think what they're trying to do here is to get people to start a conversation about what they feel, what issues they feel are important, right? And then from there, to get an idea for each family member, like what speaks to their heart about important issues of the day. And then, now they're talking here about an idea of to give less stuff or things to each other. We know that most families mm-hmm. will spend time, like maybe on the holidays, giving each other's presents or gifts, to agree together to do a little bit less of that, and then to take that money that you had saved and to put it towards some of the issues that you identified are important.
Right. I know, as a family, we had to talk about that, too, because when there are 8 children in the family growing up, and sometimes our shoes would be getting a little a hole in the bottom of the leather, and we'd say, we want a pair of new shoes. And then my parents would show us a picture of kids that didn't have any shoes at all. You've got shoes. Right. You can put some cardboard in your shoes, and they'll last longer. Mm-hmm. You can use those same shoes. But these kids don't even have shoes.
Exactly.
And I need a new coat. There's some kids that don't have coats. So I don't need a new one.
Right.
So sometimes, you know, you have to figure out whether you need more stuff
right.
or you can get by and give things to other people.
Right.
And you have to teach kids that when they're little because they won't learn it when they get older.
Exactly.
They'll be too self-centered.
Exactly.
Right?
Actually, growing up, my family donated money to, like, the local food banks. Because a lot of people do give to, like, the big ones, like Red Cross, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
But a lot of the local food banks, they tend to run out of food,
mm-hmm.
you know, so sure. I think it's important to also give to your neighborhood and the mm-hmm. local food banks as well.
And I've seen some places on Taiwan. There's a hot springs place down near Taidong, and they have a very expensive place you have to spend, you know, to stay there all night is going to cost you $8,000 or something. Expensive, but they take the money that they make, and they make bread and rolls, and they take it out on the street. And the tribes, people that don't have money, can come up. If they have money, they can pay. If they don't, they can eat it.
Right.
So they go right out and feed those people.
That's wonderful.
See, so they're making money, but they're feeding other people.
Right.
And we can all do that in our businesses. We can think of ways to give. We can collect things that we might throw away and give them to some charity, local people.
Exactly.
We don't have to throw away everything that's still usable.
Right.
And sometimes we can even give new stuff and keep the older stuff.
Right.
That's
sacrifice,
important.
Right?
Mm-hmm. So designate the money that you would spend on that, and said, instead of buying you a pair of new shoes or a new bicycle, let's just say that I'm going to say that's what a bicycle would cost, but I'm going to give that money to help these poor kids that can't go to school.
Mm-hmm. And I like Serena's point that, so like when her family growing up, is that you have options, like anybody who is in need around the world, like there are many people around the world
yes.
who are in need, and you should consider that no matter where somebody is, they're going to need help. But then also to not forget that there might be people very close in the area
that's
that
right.
you live
exactly.
that could also use help.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that reflects your family's values,
mm-hmm.
not just your personal ones. And you pass on those values to your kids. If you just give them everything they want, they won't have those values.
Mm-hmm.
So people that have money, they said, I didn't have this when I was little. I'm going to give everything to my kids. But maybe your kids won't be so helpful to others if you do that. You need to have them sacrifice a little.
Right,
teach them
exactly.
that. Don't you think so?
I do.
Well, in these celebrations, haven't you seen this on kind of invitations to something and say, instead of giving me a present, please give it to this organization? I've seen that. And weddings, too, sometimes.
I've definitely seen mm-hmm. that, too.
Mm-hmm. Right. I've seen one of my friends is a huge animal lover, so she actually donated to an animal shelter. And so being an animal lover myself, I, of course, donated that at
right.
our wedding.
Right. Yeah, that's good to do
yeah,
that.
Right.
See? So it's good to be aware of that. And we can all think about that. And honor your special charity. I want to give to this. I want to help to that. I think that's very important for us to learn, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Right. And so as donating things, first we have to have our family do it. We need to do it. But we have to believe in it, and we have to be willing, don't we? Because this world needs a lot of help. And we can help each other.
We can.
Right.
If we do, people will feel better about themselves. They'll be a better place. They'll love each other more.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give them encouragement.
And if we have these conversations about what issues we want to support and we have money that we've designated or set aside in order to do so, I think it also encourages us to look for other opportunities, like, you know, maybe at a special occasion in order to ask for donations as opposed to gifts. It really, like, sort of gives us ideas in order to be creative about how to help without necessarily really draining ourselves too much.
That's right.
Right. Yeah. And it can really open up your eyes to the things that you weren't really aware of as well.
Right.
And you will
right.
increase your joy and your happiness. You'll be surprised how good you feel when these things, you see the results and you think, I had a part of that. My life is not just taking care of me and my family. I'm sharing with others. And it brings you a certain joy that you can't get in any other way.
That's
exactly.
True.
Right. The more you give, the more you receive yourself.
Right. Yeah? Right.
Well, the next part is talking about the things you can give besides money. And let's read number 3 and number 4 now.
Three, as an individual or family, pledge to volunteer a certain number of hours to a favorite charity over the holidays or in the coming year. Four, pledge to evaluate your philanthropic capacity with the goal of increasing your giving to the highest level that still allows you to reach your personal financial goals. A financial advisor can help.
Now, these are very short 2 points here, but they're very important because you can donate your time. I wonder what kind of things you could donate your time to.
Well, there are so many different ways that you can donate your time. So you can choose something that's important to you, but you can look around in the areas that are surrounding you and find mm-hmm. ways to donate maybe extra time after school in order to help kids with maybe sports projects, where you can find time if you're a teacher in order to go out to areas where they really don't have a whole lot of money or resources and then give kids like some extra lessons after school. There's so many charities out there that just need people to help sorting through things. So people will sometimes receive donations from clothes and different items, and they just need people to help putting men's clothes in one bag and women's clothes in another bag. Like, there's really
right.
a
you
lot of
help.
Opportunities out there.
Well, if you like animals like we do, we
yeah.
both do, don't we?
Yeah.
And you can help some of these places where they take in animals and give them baths and clean them up. And
exactly.
you don't have to say, I'll volunteer. You don't have to pay me. I'll go and
exactly.
help work there. Isn't that right?
Exactly. Like, I went to a few animal shelters and I helped out, cleaned them, fed them. I went to a shelter for cats that were blind. Actually, that was, you know, a little sad, but,
mm-hmm.
you know, I hope they appreciated my efforts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, also things like soup kitchens,
sure.
you know.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and there's places where there's some of these unwanted babies. They have these homes that take them in, and then people go and hold the babies and love them and
right.
kind of orphanages and play with the kids. And there's so many things you can do to help these organizations.
Yeah. And even if you're just there for a short amount of time, it means the world to that
mm-hmm.
animal or that person.
Go to a place where the retirement homes, and you can take your dog over there to the retirement home. And
right, it's kind of a therapy
mm-hmm.
for that person.
There's a lot of things you can do, but it takes time.
It does. Mm-hmm.
So donating time, some people would rather just give money and not take their time. So you have to be willing to do different things, maybe both.
Right, maybe
both. The things that are needed. So you plan to do that. Say, I'm going to find out what I can donate my time to. And then, of course, to evaluate your philanthropic capacity, that's a big phrase. If you don't have any money, you can't give it. Now, I know people that are so moved by certain things, and they give them the money that they needed to eat on or pay the rent or something. You have to have it budgeted. If you don't have money and you're very moved, say, I would love to give, but I can't. Don't go into debt and take your credit card to do it.
Sure.
You have to do it if you have the capacity.
Mm-hmm.
However, don't say, I can't give anything, but just be careful with what you do.
Right. And here, I think what they want you to do is to take a look at your own abilities and really, you know, quite judge them well for what you can and cannot do, but also to really strive or to work towards increasing your ability to be able to give. Now, that might mean like involving someone who can give you financial advice, like a financial advisor, in order to help you work your financial arrangements so they can
right.
really increase.
If you have a lot of money,
exactly,
for most
right.
of us, we don't need a financial advisor
right.
for what we have. But we have to figure out how much money we could use. And we could
it's
say,
true.
I'm going to save money on that, and so I'll give that to something.
It's true. Although what you might be able to do is, like, so if you're starting off kind of early and you're, you know, setting some stuff aside for retirement, maybe you can also also plan on setting some stuff aside so that later on in life you may have more finances available in order to be able to give it away.
There's a lot of things we can do, so let's think about what we can do, but let's say we are going to do something. That's the main thing.
There you go.
And if we look on here to the fifth one, let's finish reading today's lesson first.
Five. Finally, pledge to be more thoughtful, informed, and strategic about your philanthropy. Engaging all generations in your family in an effort to make a difference in your community. As part of this pledge, approach your giving with the same rigor as you do your other investments, to help ensure that you're achieving your objectives. The Giving Pledge has been successful in encouraging philanthropy among the ultra-wealthy. However, this good idea should not be restricted to billionaires. Each of us can make a personal, achievable pledge to receive less, and give and do more to help address society's urgent problems.
So we can all do more to repair the world, right? The world needs it, and we're going to help society's urgent problems. Certainly the refugee crisis is an urgent problem, but there's many problems, too many animals on the street, and the pollution problems, and oh, there's so many problems that we can help out on, can't we?
Yeah, exactly, and it's really about being more thoughtful and strategic about our philanthropy.
That's right.
So really, you know, when we can all make a difference.
Right? Yes.
So regardless of whether or not we are the person who's making the money in the family or one of the children, that we can all come together and really decide together how we can make a difference in the world.
You know, sometimes people spend a long time figuring out, should I invest in this or should I buy these stocks or this bond and how am I going to make more on my money? And they spend a lot of time thinking about that. But as part of your pledge, give the same rigor, the same enthusiasm, and the same zest to say, okay, how am I going to invest more of what I have to help others? Oh, well, that's something else. That's 5 minutes. The other is 5 hours, right?
Right.
So let's get our priorities straight and spend time thinking of how we can make a difference just as much as how we can make a balance on a budget.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, just like how every month we have to pay our bills, we have to pay a mortgage.
Uh-huh. Right.
Do the same thing this way.
Uh-huh.
So make a pledge, if you haven't done it now, to help and find out good things. There's a lot of good societies, and you know, we have helped them as Studio Classroom, and Studio Classroom has helped many students in the country that cannot get education, so people have given pledges to help through some of these projects like Icho Icho and some of those.
Mm-hmm.
And there's many, but World Vision helps all over the world. There's so many. Give to something that you know is really helping others, but make a pledge and help do something in your community. I think that's a very important message for all of us, isn't it?
Oh, it is. And no matter what generation we come from, no matter how old we are, we can always give something, no matter how big or small.
You know, it's interesting when kids hear about this, some kids will say, Mom, I'm going to give part of my allowance if they give an allowance. Kids can do this. You don't have to wait till you're out of school.
Right, exactly.
You can just say, instead of needing lunch money, I need lunch money, and so much of the money that I spending money, instead of going to the movies, I want to give it to that. So kids can learn it, too.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't learn it when you're young, you probably won't give when you're older.
It's also true. Mm-hmm. It's easier to start good habits and good practices
and
when you're
values.
Young and have that built upon throughout your entire life.
Well, now you might think, well, what I'm going to do is not very much. It won't make any difference. If we all feel that way, these needs won't be met.
Mm-hmm.
If everybody, mm-hmm. thousands and thousands and millions of people give a little bit, it'll help a lot, right?
That's true. If there's a million people and all they do each month is give a dollar, then that's $1 million every
exactly.
month.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That sounds good to me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. even a penny. That would go a long way.
Well, a lot of places will have money where you can put it in when you go and buy something at a restaurant, put your change in there. We can do that.
Yeah,
all that is good. That's mm-hmm. kind of doing it without thinking, but make a pledge and say, I'm going to give so much a month, and find out where it is most needed, what foundations, what scholarships you can help people go to school. Let's help each other, and let's help repair this damaged world by our love. Because remember, it's more blessed to give than to receive, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's having love for humankind.
That's right. So let's increase it by having the people in our country, in the world that we know, and in our family, make a pledge this year. Even if New Year's is over, you can make a pledge today. With your family, let's do more. Let's investigate and see if we can. And write and tell us if you've done that, and it'll encourage us, because we all want to do this together to help the world. We want to make a difference, don't we?
We do. We want to make the world a better place.
Right. So thanks for being with us and taking this message to heart, and take your advance with you wherever you go, and love other people, give them your love, give them your care, and make the world a better place. Thank you for being with us today.
Goodbye. Bye.